The African Perspective.
Benjamin Mushatama and Palisa Tau
on the move.
It's 20 minutes past 10 Central Africa time. We are still on the move. We're speaking about this very, very interesting initiative by the Energy and Water Sector Education and Training Authority, that is EWCETA. And they have a renewable energy specialization skills development program for women. This is helping to bring women into the renewable energy space. We still have on the line the Chief Executive Officer of Energy and Water SETA, Mpho Mookapele. Hopefully I'm saying that right. Is that correct, Mpho?
That's perfect, Mookapele.
All right, perfect. Well, let's continue with this conversation. It's a very important one because when speaking about renewable energy, there's a lot of education that needs to come into it because across the world, this is a very new space. And usually in energy spaces, women are often left behind. So how does this particular program seek to address one of the key challenges that are facing TVET colleges, and why are they so critical to the growth of the economy?
Thank you. Very good question. Often when you mention the word TVET college in South Africa, we frown upon the TVET college. We've been seeing TVET colleges as an option when university excluded you or where there's no longer room in the university. Our parents, we send our children to TVET colleges. We even discourage young people attending TVET colleges. And as a speaker, we realize that it's important for us to start, I'm going to start bringing 60 back into the TVET colleges because these are critical to our economy. This is where trade, this is where occupational training happens. And I'm not downplaying the universities and the importance of universities. It's important. But in order for a country to thrive, we need artisans. We need people in different with the relevant skills beyond the theoretical components and theoretical knowledge. And therefore, it's important that in South Africa, we ensure that the TVET colleges are not excluded in the transition discussion. In the renewable energy space, if we fail to capacitate TVET colleges with the relevant infrastructure, the relevant technologies, with the relevant TVET lecturers who are properly capacitated so that they can teach and train young people, we are going to actually exclude many from participating in this in the just energy transition discussions. So it's important that TVET colleges are brought along because as you bring TVET colleges along, you are bringing communities along with you.
Well, you know, one thing about skills development or, you know, particularly school kind of development is that, you know, it's one thing to give people the necessary skills they need, but they also need the relevant opportunities to thereby, you know, be a part of that space. So what are the opportunities in the renewable energy sector in the Mpumalanga province where this program is taking place?
Okay. In responding to this, I'm going to just come out of Mpumalanga and look at South Africa and Africa at large.
Yes, absolutely.
So the Africa contributes about 3% to the global emissions. And what we often say is that maybe South Africa and South Africa, Africa should not have such harsh targets on reducing their carbon emissions.
Mm.
Maybe we should be looking at the polluters, the major polluters, and they should focus, which is true. But I think Africa should not miss the opportunity to identify new economies, even assisting these big polluters in reducing their emissions, not only looking internal. So if you've got the skill in Africa, we've got a lot of young people in Africa, we've got budgets to train. If we train people to be able to come up with innovative idea of managing our carbon or reducing carbon emissions, Let's invest in such so that opportunities are not only in Africa, that opportunities are beyond our borders to service the world. There's a great demand. Africa has the best sun, has the best wind. This is also an opportunity for us to find the best technologies in the renewable energy space so we can sell to the world. For us, it's really to look at it that, from that perspective, and not only to say, will we be having solar panels in our area, and therefore let's train people. That's a bit reactive. We need to be more proactive and look beyond. Now, when we come to Mpumalanga, we might have seen in the last bid windows for the IPP, for the REAP, we might have not awarded a number of projects in the Mpumalanga area. Bid window 6, we've seen that there were some allocations. And the reality is that when time comes for construction, we potentially will see import of skills into the Mpumalanga area, whether it's from different countries or whether it's from different neighboring provinces. It's unfair for us to see Mpumalanga going out to find skills to build solar farms in the province. And therefore, this will contribute to ensuring that we are also building some capacity to respond to the immediate needs within the renewable energy space. Beyond the IPP, a number of municipalities are requiring solutions to be off-grid. That's another opportunity.
Mm.
I think the world of work has shifted so much that it's not about we've trained you, now let's create, here's employment. It's requiring us to be constantly be thinking of opportunities for employment. There's a lot of potential in communities, whether it's in the townships in Mpumalanga, for homeowners to be installing solar panels. And this program ensures that the young people also are capacitated to be able to be installers of rooftop solar systems.
Well, you know, we are speaking about a program for women, a renewable energy specialization skills development program for women. Have these women been identified? Who are they? And, you know, where do they come from to be a part of this program?
So this is earmarked at TVET. We specifically wanted to focus on TVET, as I mentioned, because we don't want to leave the TVET graduates behind. You might have seen the statistics in South Africa that we've got high unemployment rate for graduates.
Yes, absolutely.
More than 80% of these are coming from TVET colleges. And we will therefore be looking at some of the graduates, female graduates in the TVET colleges. We have done mostly, it's those who have done electrical studies, and look at how we enhance their studies. This is how we upskill them in what they've already done so that they can have a better opportunity at accessing job opportunities. And not only job opportunities, look at also even how do we further your studies so that you can become potentially an job creator tomorrow if a number of them can get together and form a cooperative and go out and install solar rooftop solars in communities, form a little business. There's many opportunities that we are really hoping that these young people and the lecturers will be able to identify in the Mpumalanga area.
Well, Paul, this is a very amazing initiative and certainly one that we need here on the African province because, I mean, on the African continent, because renewable energy is certainly the future and the future that we need to bring closer because we are certainly in a huge energy crisis on the African continent and across the world. Where can we find out more about this program?
We can get on the EWCT Facebook page, we can go on LinkedIn, we can go on the EWCTA website, we still use website, and you can also contact us at EWCTA so they can give you more information. We will be launching the program this week with the Deputy Minister in Higher Education and Training so that we really drive the message of collaboration and the message of inclusion and the message of building a capable state for South Africa home. And we're looking forward to not only launching the program, but the output where these young women will tell a story, local and also international story of success.
Thank you so much for your time, Paul. We really appreciate you giving us this information today.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And all the best for the day.
Oh, thank you so much. Have a great week ahead. That's the CEO of Energy and Water CETA, EWCETA, Mpho Moakapele, telling us about the Renewable Energy Specialization Skills Development Program for Women that EWCETA is currently undertaking. Well, that conversation takes us to 10:30 Central Africa time. Let's head on over to our business desk. And Ayanda Mkhwanazi is standing by.
Business News on Channel Africa. The African Perspective.
Thank you, Palisa. Good morning. Kenya's National Treasury is seeking a 1.